House Bill 1032. I assume you're a proponent of House Bill 1032.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
Since SDRS is a tax-qualified defined benefit retirement plan, it is subject to the Internal Revenue Code provisions that apply to governmental retirement plans. The Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001, commonly referred to as the 2001 Tax Act, was enacted in 2001 to become effective January 1st, 2002. Several provisions of the 2001 Tax Act require or permit a change in the laws governing SDRS. Section 1 of House Bill number 1032 will place SDRS in compliance with the 2001 Tax Act. In effect, the change updates the IRS compensation limit. Members and employers contribute to SDRS on all compensation paid to the members, subject to certain limits. For members employed prior to July 1, 1996, there's no limit on compensation. For new members employed after June 30, 1996, the compensation limit goes from $170,000 to $200,000 in 2002 and is indexed in the future. Section 2 of House Bill number 1032 will also place SDRS in compliance with the 2001 Tax Act. The change expands the definition of eligible retirement plan to include the SDRS Supplemental Retirement Plan and other 457 plans. Prior to the 2001 Tax Act, a refund of accumulated contributions from SDRS could be rolled over to an IRA or other tax-qualified retirement plan, but could not be rolled over to the Supplemental Retirement Plan or similar plans. Section 2 will permit such rollovers. Section 3 of House Bill number 1032 is also necessary to be in compliance with the 2001 Tax Act. The change will update the IRS maximum benefit limitations applicable to SDRS benefits. These limits apply to both private sector qualified retirement plans and governmental retirement plans such as SDRS. From a practical basis, few members of SDRS will ever be affected by the maximum benefit limitations, but SDRS is required to include these limits in order to remain a tax-qualified plan. Section 4 is a new section permitted by the 2001 Tax Act. Section 4 will permit a trustee-to-trustee transfer of funds from the Supplemental Retirement Plan, other 457 plans, or 403B tax-sheltered annuity plans to purchase uncredited service in SDRS or redeposit any withdrawn accumulated contributions plus interest during the first 2 years of reemployment. The end result of a purchase or redeposit is additional service being credited to the member, which improves their benefit in SDRS. Section 5 is a new section that implements a confidentiality provision for SDRS member records. SDRS member records include the following information: the member's Social Security number, date of birth, date of marriage, information on the member's spouse and family, confidential medical information, and bank account numbers. A statutory provision for confidentiality of member information is necessary because of the increased concern over identity theft, as well as the need to comply with other laws mandating confidentiality. The information may still be released with the member's consent or pursuant to a court order or subpoena. Section 6 provides an emergency clause for the legislation. The 2001 Tax Act is effective January 1, 2002, and we have already received numerous requests from members who know the 2001 Tax Act is effective and want to immediately purchase service or redeposit using amounts in the Supplemental Retirement Plan. Before members may do so, the changes to Chapter 3-12 must be in effect. Without an emergency clause, these provisions could not be implemented until July 1, 2002. Again, the Board of Trustees of the South Dakota Retirement System have approved this proposed legislation, and we respectfully urge your favorable consideration. And again, Paul has a comment on the actuarial impact, and if you have any questions of us, we'll attempt to answer.
Thank you.
House Bill 1032 is a compliance bill. It does not increase SDRS benefits, therefore it has no impact on the actuarial soundness of STRS.
Thank you. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1032? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1032? Seeing none, we're all closed to committee discussion and or action. Senator Dietrich.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Move Dietrich. Second McIntyre, do pass on House Bill 1032. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, the same sign. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
5 yeas, 0 nays.
We have a move consent Dietrich. Second Valesky. Those in favor say aye. Opposed? All right then. House Bill 1032 will go to the floor on the consent calendar.